The rest of his life faded into the background as this single instant loomed in significance. His hands curled into claws. The taste of blood mingled with the iciness of the city on his exposed teeth, setting them on edge. His breathing sounded like a long, sustained roar in his ears. Buildings rose around him, growing taller and darker as though glaciers were sliding vertically from trampled soil. His determination grew. Seth was acting like he was to blame, and that was so ludicrous it almost didn't bear challenging. But he had to challenge it, or his brother would have things his way again. Hadrian had spent his entire life in the shadow of someone who didn't play by the rules. The time had come to stand up for himself. Seth vanished precipitously down a flight of steps. Hadrian was about to follow when a hand grabbed his coat from behind. He jerked to a halt, startled, and rounded to push his assailant away.
"Hadrian! Jesus!"
It was Ellis. He lowered his hands at the fright in her hazel eyes.
"What the hell's going on? Have you two been fighting?"
"He went down there."
All thoughts had been focused on catching his brother, but her presence penetrated his obsession. His words were muffled, nasal. He realized for the first time how he must look to others, with blood all down his face and t-shirt, running like a madman or a murderer.